All right, Chabose. A good evening. A good. Sorry.
That's it. You get you
for $13. You get box seats.
It's incredible how that happens, right?
Baruch Hashem. Best seats are. You got to wait.
Baruch Hashem. This means also I call on you during shir. You know, if no one knows the answer.
That's so an extra bonus. By the way,
I got to tell you, it's at your own risk.
I don't know what's going to come out.
I am ready. I got a hot tug.
I will say, Shkoyach, first of all, a tremendous, tremendous Shkoyach, and thank you to Tzvi, to Reb Yaakov, anyone else involved in the, any else involved in the prep over here? Okay, good. Cheers to Reb Yaakov for the beautiful, and thank you to Adam David for bringing out the tin of ice. Yeah, it was really incredible. Thank you. Yeah, incredible. So I'll say so. Let's begin. So begin by thanking all of our sponsors for tonight's share, and thank you again. It was really it's a beautiful spread. In Chevra, we're always looking for sponsors. As you can see, Baruch Hashem, we really go out of our way. The Chevra goes out of their way to really prepare a very beautiful and nice spread for the share every single week. So it's kedai for all of us to be mishtatef in different ways. There's good food, there's good mashka, there's good avira, and again, it's kedai for all of us to find a way, Mirza Hashem, to help support the endeavors of everything that we're doing over here. Klal Gadol, Baruch Hashem, such a schus to be part of something so helig, so beautiful. But you really need,
More importantly, the Yerushalmi Kugel goes with the pickle.
Oh, public service announcement. The Yerushalmi Kugel goes with the pickle. Yeah, it's okay. Apparently, again, good to know. Thank you.
You don't mention it.
Right, if you don't mention it, how will they know? Yeah. How will they know? They might eat it separately.
Like
they might eat it separately. I hear. Yeah. All right, so let's begin by thanking all of our sponsors for tonight's share. To thank Dan and Rissel, and Adam David and Fran Edelman in honor of their parents, Dr. Robert and Marjorie Edelman, whose 67th wedding anniversary is on June 22nd. Wow. Mazel tov. You should get an extra pickle, no?
Yeah, extra pickle.
May the Ribono Shel Olam grant them many more years ahead in good health and with nachas from their children, grandchildren and great grandchildren. Shkoyach gadol, tremendous. Yossi and Yona opened in memory of Yossi's sister Adina Zahavi, Adina Basheva Bas Dov Ber Azriel, on the occasion of her first yard site tonight. Stephen Jordana Galaskov, in honor of Hannah's 8th grade graduation from Hank and her 14th birthday. Beautiful. And Yaakov and Sarah Bornstein, sponsoring for a double mazel tov. Tola Dafyomi crew on completing Meseches Shavuos. Incredible. And also for Rabbi Yaakov completing Meseches Sanhedrin all on the same day. Wow. Tremendous. May our learning and davening bring us chus and besoros tovos to all of Am Yisrael. I will say absolutely beautiful. Mazel tov. I will say again, mazel tov to all of the chevra that finished Meseches Shavuos today. Also tremendous. Also chevra for all of us. I forgot to announce, anyone who ordered a sefer through Elio, there's a box on the back table over there. I don't know who ordered, who didn't order. So if you ordered, feel free. If you put it on the poll, then you just have to pay afterwards. We'll figure out how to pay. But again, if you ordered, they're on the back. We'll figure out who to pay. I think you're going to pay Elio. Probably Elio Raman Far, probably directly. We'll figure that out. Right, okay. So let's begin. But tonight, just because of the confusion, I have copies also. So if the Chevra doesn't have but Amir Sashem, if anyone else does want the safer, we found out where to order them from Amir Sashem. We could order more, you know, Bishatova Umatzacha. So we should just have in mind that our learning should Amir Sashem be a zechus for all of Klal Yisrael. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, Amir Sashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring home all of our hostages. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should Amir Sashem allow our holy soldiers to be successful. Amen. By land, by sea, and by air. We should be Zoche Amir Sashem that the Ribon Shalom should give us quick and decisive success in Hatzlocha against this current enemy. And Amir Sashem should allow us to really have the Hatzlocha, the Siyata Dishmayo, to be able to remove this terrible, terrible evil from this world. And of course, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should just continue to shower this tremendous Shmira Yisiris, tremendous divine protection and providence upon our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, who again have to run constantly back and forth from their homes to the shelters. A tremendous disruption of normative life, a loss of life. We saw the bombing of the hospital today, Soroka. Again, our enemies are not mavchin between military targets, between civilian targets. Only thing they look for is how they could inflict maximum death and damage upon our people. But Klal Yisrael is resilient. Klal Yisrael is strong. Klal Yisrael will never surrender, never buckle, and never yield. So we know what the outcome will be. We know that the outcome will be resounding success. We know that the outcome will be incredible Yeshuas and Nechamas for all of Klal Yisrael. We just hope that Emir Hashem will be zochet to see that outcome b'mehera b'yameinu. So we'll say with that, let us begin. So we're gonna, and here we'll say, really, just you should know, I want to also still like thank again to Tzvi and Rabbi Yaakov. Like, these guys are schwitzing away in the kitchen over here. It is not pleasant. It is not pleasant kitchen conditions over here,
family,
and just right and away from his family. You know, so just also just make sure you give a special thank you to Tzvi and Rabbi Yaakov, because mamish, they make this all come alive. It's really true. Like, ein kamach ein Torah. Although we could learn no matter what the menu is, but there's no shaila that having such a beautiful, robust already. This is Begeder To'amel. No question, again, just changes the experience and enhances the experience for us. So, tremendous shkoyach, and thank you. So, we'll say, let's continue. So, we are picking up on page Beis. Right, actually, if you're looking in the copies, it's right, you can see, actually, it's right where the little Shmitchik thing is over here. Right, if you're following along in the Sefer, so it's on page Beis, and it is 6 lines down from the top. Ubezar Hakodesh Parshas Truma. So the Rebbe over quotes from the Zohar, and again, a really beautiful piece over here that the Rebbe highlights. So remember, again, the whole yisod of this. The Rebbe, last week we ended off with the concept, the Rebbe telling us that the goal in life is to be a ben and not to be an eved. Right? We've seen this concept before. We spoke about this a lot in B'nei Machshava Tova. That ultimately, again, my ultimate goal is I don't want to be a slave, right? I don't want to be a servant. I want to be a son. Because whereas both a servant and a son have the ability to be in proximity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but at the end of the day, the son has, or to the king, I should say, the son has unfettered access all the way to the interior, to the throne of the king, whereas the Eved still has to stop at a certain point. So the goal, ultimately, again, is to become a ben. And what the Piagetian really added on was not just any ben, but a ben, a son who yearns for his father. That the Piagetian spoke so profoundly, so beautifully about that feeling, that yearning that we desire. So he quotes over here from the Zohar. And this is really about said, this is actually a very profound Zohar, because it's tremendous, not just for this particular yisod, but also just in life. The Rebbe writes as follows. He says, "Bizar HaKadosh Parshas Truma Isa, Umino Yadinon, Doha HaKadosh, Doha Kudsha Brichu, Isra'oi Bei, Vishave Medure Bei." How does a person know if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with his service? And I will say, this is like the million-dollar question. How do I know that God is happy with me? How do I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with me? So literally translated, we'll see, actually, he's going to Hebraicize it in just a moment. How do I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately, again, wants to dwell within me, right? Is happy with me, wants to dwell with me. In the brackets, he says, "Me'ayin yodin be'ish she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu rotze bo, va'osa dirasa bo." How do I know that Hashem is happy with me? And how do I know that Hashem wants to rest His Shechina inside of me? How do you know that? I will say, no, isn't this like, you think about it for just a moment, I will say, like in employment, right? In employment, no one likes to get performance reviews, right? But performance reviews are very important. Because as uncomfortable as it is, especially like if it's not the best performance review, right? But Lamaisa, at the end of the day, you can't know what to correct unless you know what's not working well. And often, again, a person is not really able to see the flaws and the shortcomings within their self. So I need someone outside of me to be able to point it out. I need someone outside of me to be able to highlight it. So the issue we have over here in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very often, I'm looking for a performance review. Now, boss, you have to appreciate something. This was one of the beautiful things in the desert. You know, the man was a type of performance review. Because Chazal tell us that every day when you woke up, the man fell potentially in a different place, right? If you were doing the right thing, the man fell right by your doorstep, right? Ultimately, again, not so great, the man fell, you know, maybe at the end of the driveway. Really in trouble, your man fell at your neighbor's house. Really big trouble, you had to pick up your man from your rabbi's house, you know, and it was really like, so the idea was, if you think about it, by the way, it's a tremendous thing. That means on a daily basis, a yid was able to see from HaKadosh Baruch Hu How am I doing in life? By the way, once you understand that, you also begin to appreciate why Klal Yisrael complained about the man, right? It's interesting to note that one of the complaints that makes the least amount of sense in the entire time in the desert was the complaint about the man, right? I understand like a lot of things, but how can you complain about man, right? It tastes like whatever you want, right? No trans fat, zero calories, right? No carbs, you know, it's fantastic. And it's whatever you want it to be. But you understand they weren't really complaining about the food quality of the man. It's difficult to live under that level of spiritual microscope, right? It's difficult. Can you imagine can you imagine if you didn't have the best day? Probably difficult to fall asleep knowing that tomorrow morning, your man is not going to be by your doorstep, right? Your man is going to be somewhere else. And then, by the way, when you wake up to get your man, what's going to happen? Chaim Yankel's outside also, right? Chaim Yankel's getting his man, right? And Chaim Yankel's man, you know, it's there with the Wall Street Journal, you know, it's all there. You know, everything is piled nicely, right? It's perfect. His man is right there. He's doing what he's supposed to do. And me, I'm a little bit of a mess, or a lot of a mess. So you begin to understand also why Klal Yisrael complained about the man. Now, interestingly enough, so the Rebbe highlights over here that this is the great challenge we have in our relationship with Hashem. How am I doing? God, how am I doing? How am I doing? And I will say, you have to appreciate something, and this is good to know because it's almost Elul. Right? It's almost going to Yomim Noraim. And I will say, one of the things to think about is, you know, sometimes when we get to Rosh Hashanah, we forget something very core, which is, you know, we get to Rosh Hashanah and Zachrinu L'chaim, Zachrinu L'chaim, Zachrinu L'chaim. So much of the Rosh Hashanah experience is taking the time out to say, Ribono Shel Olam, you gave me the very thing that I asked for last year. I said, Zachrinu L'chaim, I asked for life. And you gave me that year of life. I will say, it's a tremendous thing. You know, so often we're focused on the things we didn't get out of the year, the things we didn't get out of life. But we forget to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, on the most basic level, that I got a year of life. I got a year of life. And by the way, the beauty of that is, that also shows you kind of how you're doing in the eyes of God. So when I ask myself, right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like, how am I doing? How am I doing in life? I got another year of life. The fact that I got another year of life, that is a pretty good indicator that I did okay. I did okay, and that's tremendous. So the Rebbe says, how do I know now in this world, in this life, how do I know, like, what's my litmus test for how I'm doing in this world? What's the pshat? So the Rebbe says, the Rebbe is incredible. Kad chaminon dereusa v'ahu barnash, l'merdif u'lishtad la'abasrei dekut shabrichu b'libei u'benafshei. Let's read it in the Hebrew. He says, kasheroin sheretzono shala'ish lirdof u'lishtad la'achra kodesh baruchu b'libo u'benafshei b'retzono. If you desire to run after God, if you desire to pursue a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in other words, if a relationship with Hashem is something that is meaningful to me and therefore I actively pursue it, how do I pursue it? Again, I've already pursued a relationship with God. Davening, learning, chesed, tzedakah. So if I am the kind of person where there's a fire that burns inside of me to create a relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam, Yodim Bevadai Sharabu Ashkina. That's an indication that the Shechina resides in me. The Rebbe says, isn't this wild? How do I know if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with me? How do I know if HaKadosh Baruch Hu resides within me? If I have a fire and a desire to serve Him, that's an indication that He's happy with me. That's an indication that He's residing with me. Where does that passion, where does that desire come from? The Zohar is positing that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That power, that desire, that's indicative of the fact that God is happy with me, that ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu resides in me. I will say, the converse is also true. Now, by the way, in Chassidus, this is called Isarusa Dila'ila, in the Zohar, Isarusa Dila'ila, which means there are two levels of inspiration that come about. There's inspiration from above and inspiration from below. Inspiration from below is like self-inspiration. You got to be a self-starter in life, right? You can't wait for the flow of inspiration to come from above. You have to self-inspire. But there are also moments of inspiration from above. There are moments, ultimately, again, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu showers down inspiration upon me and ultimately goes ahead and literally ignites me. So the Zohar says, and I will say, isn't this incredible? How do I know if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with the way I'm living my life? How do I know if the Ribono Shel Olam resides inside of me? If I have a desire and a passion to serve Him and to connect with Him, that's indicative that He is happy with me and that He resides in me. Now, the converse then also has to be true, which is that if I'm apathetic, if I'm uninterested, if I'm like a little bit spiritually flatlined, that's a general indication that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy with how I'm living or what I'm doing. And that's a pretty profound, litmus test. And I will say, so that's at any given moment of any given day, you want a quick, like, spiritual barometer, you want a quick spiritual temperature. How am I doing in life? How do you feel about God? You excited to daven? Excited to learn? Excited to do mitzvahs? Excited for a relationship? That's a good indication HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with you and he resides in you. Apathetic, flatline, uninterested, the relationship is in some significant trouble. Overwhelming. So the Rebbe goes on. Now obviously, my goal, so this is very interesting because now what this also helps to highlight for me is a goal, right? What's my goal? My goal now, I understand, is to go ahead and I want to feel this, right? So that's what, now I know what I want. I want to be on fire about my relationship with Hashem. That's what I want. You know, I spent some time, Baruch Hashem, in one of our high schools here, Yeshivas Mekar Chaim. Fantastic place with wonderful boys. I remember this, when I first started teaching a little bit in Yeshiva, so I was talking with a group of 11th graders, I think. Boys who were really like struggling a lot, you know, not necessarily with observance per se, but just like with this whole thing of Judaism. I remember one of the boys said something so beautiful. He said, Rebbe, he said, I want to want. I want to want. And I thought when he said it, I thought it was probably one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard. Besides the fact that it's rare to find kids who are so in tune with themselves and are so honest. But I thought that was a tremendous yisod. I want to want. I don't want it right now. But I want to want. I want to want it. Right now, I could care less. But I know that I want the desire to want it. An incredible, incredible yisod. So we'll say, why am I sharing this? Because what the Piyajesna says, Rebbe will say, what's our goal? Right? What's the goal of this entire sefer? What's the goal of this entire avodah? What's the goal? To be a chassid. What's a chassid? Now again, I'm about to understand a little bit better. What's a chassid? A chassid is someone who is on fire about his relationship with Hashem. Because when you're on fire, what do you do, Abbas? When you're on fire, what do you do? You go above and beyond. You go above, and it's not just, right? It's not just about, I learn more, which is true. I dive more. I go above. What is a chassid? A chassid is someone who exceeds expectations, right? A Jew, basic obligation is I'm obligated to live up to expectations. A chassid is someone who strives to exceed expectations. Well, how do you exceed expectations? The only way to exceed expectations is if you're on fire about something, right? They both say, we all know in life, we have things that we're excited about and things that we're not excited about. Generally, if I'm not excited about something, what am I going to do? Right? Do whatever I need to do to like get by. To get by. You see this with most people. Most people are not passionate about their careers. Right? Most people are not passionate about their work. So what do they do for their job? What do? I do what I have to do to get by. I do what I have to do to get by. That's it. A chassid, right? When you're excited about something, I want to do more. I want to exceed expectations. So the Rebbe says, I want to get to this level where I am excited and on fire running after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want more. I want to do more. I want to be more. Because when that happens, I'm a chassid. And when that happens, that's also the indication that what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with me. Right? If I want more, if I'm running after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I'm inspired, I'm motivated, then ultimately that's an indication that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with me. So how do we get to that? Right? It's all the same question. How do I become a chassid? How do I become this person who's on fire? So the Rebbe goes on. Bottom of page base. U'bishas avodosenu, narigish esritzas nafshenu lekras avia. The Rebbe says, it's very beautiful and poetic. The Rebbe says, at the time that we serve Hashem, so again, we'll feel our soul running to greet our father. I will say, if you notice, by the way, interestingly enough, the Piyajetzna constantly goes ahead and refers to this relationship to Hashem as a father. Remember, our relationship to God is phrased in many different ways, right? There's Avinu, but there's Malkenu. So remember again, the difference between a father and a king, is that a father I can lean in for an embrace whenever I want. A king, not necessarily. So if you notice over here, the relationship that the Rebbe keeps on referencing is the relationship of Avinu. That when I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ultimately again, I'm going to go ahead and feel that constant running towards my Father. Shemiskaga'as alav kol yom v'chol alayla. Because I yearn for Him all day and all night. Ritza unemisa unemisas hanefesh bishtavchusa elcheik avia shabashamayim. Well, so look how poetic this is. So the idea is I'm running to my Father, running to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I run to Him. Well, so what does nemisa mean? Nemisa means to melt. And I will say, anyone who's zochet to have children, you know, especially when they're young or grandchildren, right? So you know, especially when they're little, right? So what happens? You know, when they come in for that hug, and it's one of those hugs where literally, again, they're just mamish like melting into you. All right, you know, as our kids get older, they're like, hey, what's up? You know, whatever, you know. So, okay, that fine. They go through that stage. And then again, then they want the real hugs, you know, a little bit later on. But when children are young and there's just like that purity and there's that recognition that like, this is my parent or this is my grandparent and they love me more than anything, it's like they give themselves over in totality to that hug, right? There are two ways you could hug a person. You could hug like a shalom aleichem, or you could give a hug in a way where like, I'm giving myself over to you. A young child knows how to hug like that. A young child knows how to hug in a way that gives themselves over to the other. The Rebbe says, I'm home my whole life, I'm running to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I just want to embrace Him. And I don't want like an embrace like, like the hand and then like the arm. Like, I want to, what do they call that?
A bro hug.
A bro hug? Okay, good. I don't want, is that the correct term? A bro hug? Okay.
I'm the closest person, not the smartest.
You're doing a great job over there. I just want to tell you, right? Now, I don't want a bro hug with Dave Marlon, right? I want to melt into that. I want to melt into it. Nemisas hanefesh. I want my soul to melt into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bishtavchusa elcheik avyashanashah. As I pour my soul out, literally again, into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I just want to point out how beautiful this is. You know, we'll say, sometimes I've come to find the beauty of the Piagetzna, and the truth is, it's not just the Piagetzna, it's Chassidus in general, is that sometimes you'll read something, and even if I'm not immediately clear what exactly it means, the imagery and the beauty is so striking that it's just overwhelming. This idea of being so inspired and being so on fire that all I want to do is run to my Father, and I don't want to bro hug Him. I don't know if you could use it as a verb. Bro,
yeah.
Good. You know so much. It's incredible. I don't want to bro hug Him in the verb, right? I just want to melt in. I just want to melt in. That feeling of just becoming one with my Father. He goes on, he says, for lo bitfila, and I will say this is incredible. For lo bitfila va'avoda bilvad, nargish es his karvusenu al Hashem, v'nis'anig miziv kvodo yisbrach. And I will say this is a very important piece. Now, the Rebbe says, it's not just, you know, like when I'm learning or when I'm davening that I want to feel that closeness, right? It's not just during times of actual spiritual service. Rak gam tamid. I want to feel that closeness all the time. All the time. I will say, this is a profound piece here. Ki mi shebechol hayom hed yitu. Listen to this. Uvichol sha'osav nafsho kvura machasela shalkanam ushtusim. Because someone who the whole day is a hed yit. What does it mean a whole day is a head? What's a head yot? Well, how would you define that? A head yot? Head yot just means like a
normal guy.
A regular person, right? A regular person, right?
A chill dude.
Chill dude who gives bro hugs, right? right? So I'm the chill dude giving bro hugs all day, right? So the mice, again, at the end of the day, I feel like chill dude is a little outdated. Yeah, I just feel like that was maybe when we were young. Yeah. So...
adds up.
So the Maisa, so it's so good. So the Rebbe says, a person could be a head. What's a head yot? Head yot is a person who just goes through his day. And again, not a bad person. Just like we'll say, think about this. Like, there's a Kohen head yot. What's a Kohen head yot? He's not the Kohen Gadol. He's a regular Kohen. So a head yot just means a regular, ordinary person. Kimisha b'chol yom head yotu. So a person goes through life and he's just a head yot. Just a head yot. Not bad. Not a bad person. Good, but he's just... regular, just ordinary. But his whole day, his His soul is literally buried in a mat of folly and foolishness. The Rebbe say, what I want to point out over here is the Rebbe is not necessarily talking about someone who's sinning. Right? That's a different thing. He's talking about a person who just like lives life, goes through his day, right, activities of daily living without any thoughts of God. Right? Without any thoughts of Kiddusha, without any thoughts of his soul. Again, I'm not sinning. I'm not doing anything bad. I'm just kind of caught up in just the order, the seder of day-to-day life. And I'm about to say, his lashon hara is very profound. I'm buried underneath this reed of mats of foolishness and folly. Right? I'm about to say, I think many of us experience in our day-to-day lives where sometimes if we have a lot going on that could be very overwhelming, I just feel buried by it. I feel buried by life. I just feel buried by life, and it is so easy to get buried by life. And again, I'm not doing bad things. I'm not sinning. I'm not committing averus. I'm just buried under the mundanity of life. And I'm waking up. I go to work. I do my thing. And again, I might even get in kiddusha in between there, right? I'm davening. I'm learning. But those are episodic, isolated events. When I'm not davening and when I'm not learning, I'm simply buried underneath the load of mundane, ordinary life. Gam b'soraso, tfiloso v'avodoso hedyotu. So here's the problem, and this is really incredible. Let me tell you this outside. Let me tell you this outside, and then let's see. What the Rebbe is highlighting is like this. In order to become a chassid, a person has to create this level of constant yearning for desire for closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person has to, the whole day, what am I doing? I have to be running towards that beautiful, all-enveloping, melting embrace. And if I'm only doing that, if that's only my mindset, when I'm learning and when I'm davening, I miss the point. That's got to be my mindset the whole day. So I say, but I'm going to work. So what am I supposed to do when I'm doing, going to work? Okay, we all have to work, right? You have to work. That's part of life. But when I'm at work, like, at the end of the day, what am I working towards? What are my goals in life? Where is my head? Do I maintain my God awareness throughout the day? You know, both say, how do I talk at work? How do I conduct myself at work? What do I look at work? All these different things that, again, a person has to maintain that God awareness throughout the day as well. Because a lot of times what we just do is we compartmentalize God awareness. When do I have God awareness? When do I have God awareness? When? 5:45 to 6:45 in the morning, I'm all God all the time, right? 6:45 to 7:15, Shachris, I'm in. Mincha Ma'ariv, absolutely. A Chavrusa, yes. The rest of the day, God who, right? We're doing God. Right? I'm at work. What do you want from me, right? I'm busy. I got stuff going on. We'll talk about God later. That doesn't, I mean, it works, but just understand, at most you're an Eved, not a Ben, and certainly the relationship is subpar. So this, and again, I want to point out, it's not talking about doing any Averas, doing anything. The Rebbe just says, you're missing out on what is the most meaningful and fulfilling relationship which exists on the face of this earth. So I just want to point out something amazing. At the end of the day, the most meaningful relationship we have, is going to sound strange, it's not our marriage, and it's not our relationship with Hashem, it's not our friends. Those are all incredibly and beautiful and meaningful relationships. The most important relationship we have in this world is our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the most, for one simple reason. It's the one relationship that you can never lose. Every other relationship in this world, you can lose. This is what David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Ki avi v'imi azavuni, v'Hashem yasfeni. Right? One day a person loses their parents. Parents love you very much, but one day they die. Person has a marriage, that could dissipate. The person has friends, that could evaporate. Everything else in this world, as beautiful and as meaningful as it is, can evaporate. There's one relationship which is always there, no matter what, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it says the Rebbe, you got to nurture it. You got to nurture it. So if I'm only attentive to it, at times that I'm actively engaged in spiritual service, that's not how the relationship grows. That's just not how it grows. There has to be that sense of God awareness, even at times that I'm not actively involved in spiritual activity. So even at my work day, I'm doing other stuff. I'm playing golf, whatever it is. I'm doing whatever I'm doing. Somehow, there still has to be God awareness even during that time. And if I have that, then ultimately, again, I will say it's the whole cycle. We're going to see how to get that. That's our avodah. If I have that, then ultimately, again, I'm spending my day constantly running to Abba, constantly running to Father. If I'm spending my day constantly running to Father, that means I'm on fire for Hashem. If I'm on fire for Hashem, that means I love Him and what? And He wants me. All of these things are fundamentally interconnected. And that's how I become a chassid. But the Rebbe says, conversely, if the only time I think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is when I'm actively engaged in spiritual service, but during the mundane facets and aspects of my life, I'm not thinking about God, then the Rebbe says something amazing. He says, Gam b'saraso tfiloso v'avodoso hedyotu v'gam b'shas avodoso avodas HaKodesh nafsho lo sokum chas v'shalom. So I will say, this is incredible. The Rebbe says, if the only time I think about God is when I'm learning and davening, but during the rest of my day, God is not really a part of my life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Abba is not there, then guess what? Even my learning and my davening is not going to be the same. You can't compartmentalize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't compartmentalize it. Our relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam at the end of the day, never takes a break and never takes a vacation. There's no time in my day, no time in my life that I'm not somehow actively engaged with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because I'll just give you a simple mashal. Just use marriage as a mashal. I will say, imagine for a moment, right? It's Thursday, right? So imagine for a moment you had a long day at work. You didn't speak to your wife the whole day today. You speak to your wife the whole day today. So you come home tonight after the shir, right? And your wife says, you didn't call me today. What? Everything okay? He said, oh, I'm so sorry. I forgot we were married. I forgot we were married. You know what? It was like it was such a crazy day today. I was so busy. I totally forgot we were married. Right? We'll see you back here at shul in a couple of minutes. Right? I got it. We didn't talk, but there's never like a second where I don't remember this relationship, right? There's never a second where I don't understand what this means and what the impact of it is. That's what it means to be, same thing. I didn't end up speaking to my parents today. Okay, it's not the pshat that for any moment of the day I forgot that I'm someone's son and that someone is my parent. When you're embedded in the relationship is always present even if you're not actively engaged. Yet when it comes to our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the great challenge. When I'm engaged in divine service, I remember God. Somehow when I'm not engaged in divine service, I seem to often forget. And the problem is, if I'm not remembering, so just to use our mashal, right? So imagine, again, you're the guy who, when you don't speak to your wife for the day, you forget that you're married. You forget that you're married, right? And this keeps happening over and over and over. So anniversary comes, you buy the nicest gift. How is that going to be received? How is it going to work out for you? Not well, right? Not well. Why? Because I don't care about the gift. I don't care about the gift. If you don't remember me on a day-to-day basis, the gift is very nice, maybe even very expensive. But at the end of the day, if you're not vested in the relationship, even the anniversary gift doesn't hold the same weight. So the Rebbe says that's what's happening over here. So if I'm not remembering God during the mundane aspects of the day, if I'm not thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not vested in the relationship. So even when I sit down and I open my Gemara, it's not the same. And even when I sit down and I open up my siddur, it's not the same. I am the husband who forgot that he was married. Very nice. You brought a nice anniversary gift. That's very nice. That's beautiful. But that anniversary gift is worth a lot less when I see that you're not so committed to the relationship. That's the challenge we have in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if I'm not embedded even during the mundane times, the problem and the challenge becomes that even during the spiritual moments of connection, it's not the same. The Torah is not the same. The tefillah is not the same. So the Rebbe goes on. And I will say, this is the best line. The Rebbe says, at the end of the day, and we actually saw this in B'nai Mach Shavah Tova also, or Tzav Ezeruz, B'chol Hayom Tzorich Ha'ish Lihios Yehudi. I will say, throughout the entire day, a Jew has an obligation to be a Jew. Bechol hayom tzarech ha'ish lihios Yehudi. The whole day, your obligation is to be a Jew. That's the primary obligation. That's the primary responsibility. Ubechol hayom tzarechu lihios karov elav yisparach. And the whole day, I have to work on creating that sense of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I will say, it's a little bit different today than it used to be. But you know, Jews for such a long time struggled with this idea of bringing their Judaism into the world, right? And at the end of the day, I will say, whether it's in the way that we dress, yarmulke, different things, and I will say, it's a fallacy. A Jew has an obligation to be a Jew. A Jew has an obligation to be a Jew, and there is no dispensation not to be a Jew, and there is no dispensation not to present as a Jew and not to behave as a Jew. There is no dispensation, because the moment that suddenly again I'm cutting corners, either you know in the way I interact or the way that I dress, or then what I'm doing is I'm removing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if I'm removing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I will say, by the way, if there's one thing that we've seen more than anything, you know, to me, one of the greatest lessons of October 7th is the world hates us and the world will always hate us. We've always spent so much time trying to ingratiate, trying to this, trying to that. Okay, we have to put in our shtarblos and do different things. At the end of the day, am levadad yishkon. We are alone, which is why our avoda is to stop trying to fit in and just continue to try to make a difference. The world will reject us no matter how we look, so we might as well look like Jews. The world will reject us no matter how we act, so we might as well act like Jews. Because the moment that I begin to kind of alter certain things is the moment I'm removing God from mundane life. And if I remove God from mundane life, then that impacts my relationship with Hashem in all areas, even during the spiritual points of my life. Yehudi b'chol yom, Tzarech ha'ish lihios Yehudi. A Jew has to be a Jew. When I will say when? All the time. He goes right there. He says, "B'chol yom tzarech lihios karev elav yisbarach." Right? And at the end of the day, a person throughout the entire day, a person has to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pam bios. And I will say, you know, it's so important, right? I hear these, you know, people sometimes ask, again, all these things are a little different today. A person has a business meeting, you know, and like, you know, it's at a non-kosher place, and could I eat? Can't I eat? Like, why can't you just say that you're Jewish and you eat kosher? Right? If a person was a vegan, right? I only eat tablecloths. You know, I'm a vegan. You know, I only eat like, oh, you're a vegan. Oh, vegan. What can we do for you? What can we do? Anything. Chashev, incredible, this, that. But I'm a Jew and I keep kosher, which is not a fad, but actually is the Ratzon Hashem. And suddenly, why am I embarrassed? Like, why am I moving stuff around on a table to make it look like I'm participating, whatever it is? Either don't eat or just say you eat a kosher food and whatever it is. Like, we do all this kind of stuff when we don't realize is, first of all, it makes us look foolish, and it makes us look like we're not committed to our ideals. Believe in what you do, stand up for what you do, and don't cut corners with what you do. Be a proud Jew, wear it on your sleeve, and the world will respect you even more. And not only that, on a spiritual level, when you cut corners like that in different ways, you're removing Hashem from the aspects of your mundane life. And if you remove Hashem from the aspects of your mundane life, just understand, that's compromising your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all areas. Your davening is not going to be the same. Your learning is not going to be the same. Nothing is the same when you take HaKadosh Baruch Hu out. And therefore, says the Rebbe, something so profound. He says again, "Bechol yom tzarech ha'ish lihios Yehudi." That's it. What's the avoda? Every day, be a Jew. Every day, be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, we'll say, now watch this. We'll stop with this. Pam biyoser somemus, upam bepachos ma'at. Now, let's be clear. No one's always inspired, right? At the end of the day, right? No one's always inspired, right? There are moments of inspiration and moments of lapse of inspiration, right? So there are times where I'm more on fire, times when I'm less on fire, right? That's the nature of life. That's just the nature of life. But even though he says, Yehudi hu tamid. The Rebbe said to me, this is the best line in the world. The Rebbe says, you know what? Sometimes you're more inspired and sometimes you're less inspired. But at the end of the day, what's the goal? Yehudi who tamid, always be a Jew. always be a Jew. And I will say again, but what does that mean, Yehudi hu tamid? What does that mean? The gam bechinas ben la kodesh baruch hu tamid yiyah. Always be a son to the Ribono shel Olam. And how are you always a son to the Ribono shel Olam? Ultimately, again, make sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is present in every aspect of your life. If you have to cut corners in your Yiddishkeit because of something in your life, there's something wrong. That's not the way to do it. That's not the way to do it, because when you're excising Hashem from any aspect of your life, that is going to have a ripple effect in all other areas of your life. The goal is to be a Jew in whatever you do, to be a son in whatever you do. Sometimes I'm more inspired, sometimes I'm less inspired. That's the way it works. That's the way it works. But always better to be an uninspired son than ultimately, again, to be an Eved. V'chol ma'aseh v'nafshenu tiyeh, ad shegam machshavatenu tamid yihi tiyeh, bara chazaka rukshura b'kdushas. And I will say, this is such a tremendous yisod, to make sure that every aspect of our life is embedded with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I will say, I just want to point out, the Rebbe is not saying spend your whole life learning or spend your whole life davening. The Rebbe is saying go out and live life, but figure out a way to make sure that every aspect of your life is somehow embedded within that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, how to do that is going to be the great challenge. But just we understand now what the mandate is. We'll say, so like, we'll have to stop over here for tonight. It's already late. But just to understand, so we have like now the whole cycle. Now you understand the whole picture. What's the whole picture? What's the goal? What's the goal? What's the goal? To be a chassid. What does it mean to be a chassid on a most basic level? Someone who goes ahead and exceeds, surpasses expectations. But on a more spiritual level, ultimately, again, a chassid is a person who's on fire. He's on fire. What he wants to do is he wants not a bro hug, but a melt hug, right? He wants to literally, again, just melt into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And ultimately, when you're on fire, that's also indicative that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with what it is that you're doing in life, right? Because if I'm on fire, that means Hashem is happy with me and residing inside of me. So how do you do that? How do you make yourself on fire? How do you go ahead and self-inspire? It's Arusa Dilatasa. How do you become a son and not a servant? How do you become a chassid? So the first eight of the Rebbe says is make sure that the Ribono Shel Olam is embedded in every area of your life. Because if there's a piece of my life where I've had to remove God, you know, it's a little bit too complicated to have God in this area. So we're going to take God out of this area because it's not convenient for me. All of us do this in different ways over the course of life. But just understand, if you remove God from any one area, it impacts all areas. But if you find a way to keep HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all areas, although I might not lead a life of constant and consistent inspiration, at the end of the day, the Rebbe says, at least I know, B'chol yom tzarech ha'ish lihios Yehudi. I'm a Jew at all times. And if I'm a Jew at all times, then ultimately I'm on my way to becoming a Ben. If I'm a Ben, I'm on my way to becoming a Chassid. And that ultimately, again, is our goal. Now, how to embed the Ribono Shel Olam in all aspects of our lives? Emir Tzashem, to be continued next week. Shkayach alosai. Shkayach, shkayach. Myriv in the main show.
I don't know
because Eliyahu Ramanfar, I think, put it on. I think
I probably would have said the story.
So I'll put it down on the chat to tell the cover next week.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
You can bring something next week.